6624.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and Joel's going to bring us up to date on the latest issues that we should be focusing our attention on. Remember, the media is controlled, and they work and they coordinate, and you can go from network to network, television network to television network, and you'll find that almost all of them are telling you exactly the same story with exactly the same twist on it. Everything is coordinated to control your reality. Well, you need to be able to think independently about what's going on. Very often it's very difficult to do that, and that's why we ask Joel to be with us every Friday morning on this network, so he can give you his analysis of what's going on from World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you. It's going to get extremely complicated now as the Democrats begin to, they are running scared because of all the public opposition to this public health care reform, and they're beginning to use an awful lot of sophisticated legislative maneuvers in order to obscure what they're trying to do, but believe me, they're going to still try to put through the same kind of government health care system that controls all the private insurers and has a public option. But they're going to be an awful lot of...
They cannot allow the American people to understand that this is a program for rationing. This is a program for end-of-life care, and basically they're going to do everything they can to get people to take their own lives, or certainly withhold medical care, and so the elderly will not get the care that they're getting at the present time. And they cannot stand for the American people to understand what's going on, and they're simply lying. And this is why I like to refer to this as the Kevorkian health care bill. I hope that everybody in the audience will start referring to it as the Kevorkian health care bill, so we can get people to understand that there is no way that you can massively expand this program and cut spending and not begin to restrict access to health care, especially for the elderly.
Absolutely true. You know, what began as a populist movement promising everyone universal coverage and cheaper health care has now begun to engender legitimate public fears about excessive control, loss of privacy, rationing, as you said, and even bureaucratic determinations about who deserves to live or die, and I'm sure that's why you refer to this as the Kevorkian health care system. But even the notorious leftist AARP organization, American Association of Retired Persons, has stirred up a hornet's nest of angry members who finally realized the extreme partisan nature of this huge and well-funded lobby for retirees. AARP has lost over last week over 75,000 members. And of course, you know, they've run a sophisticated campaign of giving people or negotiating with companies cheaper hotel rates and insurance rates and all kinds of other things, so that there appears to be a lot of benefits, and they sell the program and the membership on benefits, and then they use all of the millions of dollars they reap in membership fees to lobby for extreme leftist causes. And this is one of them. A YouTube video on an AARP meeting, I believe it was in Colorado, where the staffers come into the meeting and express all of these feelings about how they want to listen to members' concerns. But in fact, it turned out to be a propaganda meeting for and on behalf of Obamacare. And the people began to be very upset, and they started to express negative opinions and question why AARP was taking this one-sided position in favor of this, and the AARP staffers essentially insulted the audience, told them this is what we think is best for you, and they walked out of the meeting when the people wouldn't go along with it. I mean, it really showed ARP's true colors, and millions have seen this video now on YouTube, and it's certainly helping to show people what ARP's true colors are.
And the same thing is true with the AMA, which supposedly represents the doctors. It doesn't represent the doctors. It represents a small clique who's taken over the AMA to push their Marxist philosophy. And medical organizations all across the country are threatening to pull out of the American Medical Association because it doesn't represent the doctors. And so people have to understand all of these organizations have been taken over. People have been placed into key positions, supposedly to speak for the doctors or speak for the elderly or speak for one or another group, all to bring about this Kevorkian health care plan.
Well, you know, the Democrats, as I said, are now scrambling to create all kinds of legislative ploys to make it appear as if the bad parts of the health care package are being reconsidered or taken out. But, you know, what's going to remain is the core foot-in-the-door approach of allowing sufficient regulation of all private insurance companies to ensure that they all come under government control. What's worse is that they're forcing everyone through a combination of tax penalties to buy into the system, to buy some kind of health insurance, and they will be grandfathering existing policies, but eventually requiring that people switch over to or meet the minimum requirement policies, which will involve counseling and care and all kinds of things, which increase the cost of health care dramatically.
And that counseling is end-of-life counseling, where they're trying to convince you, you know, you ought to go into a hospice and just let it happen.
Well, some Democrats, of course, are talking about splitting the bill into two parts, separating out the regulation of private insurance from the public option. Other Democrats are saying, well, we really need to slow down this process. They kind of hope that the public fervor and ire against this will wane if they slow down this process. People are really afraid, and rightly so, of the steamroller, you know, type freight train express of Obama trying to get this thing passed first before the end of August, which didn't happen, and now they're going to try to do it, of course, before the end of the year. You know, even leftists are afraid of what's happening to the country during the Obama administration. Nat Hinhoff, a longtime leftist journalist, has expressed dissatisfaction. He said, you know, I wasn't intimidated by J. Edgar Hoover's hunt for leftist reporters like me. I railed against Bush Cheney and his war on the Bill of Rights, he says, but now I'm really scared of what's going on in this Obama administration. And that's really something for Nat Hinhoff, veteran reporter on the left, to say. He goes on to say that Obama's health care reform intends that a federal board, similar to the British model, decides whether your quality of life, regardless of your political party, merits government-controlled funds to keep you alive. This is the Life Decider Bill portion.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. A message of hope. Miracles still happen today. Hear the amazing story of evangelist Samuel Santos and the many miracles he has experienced in his life. Your faith will be renewed by the testimony of God's power and love. At the age of 60, Sam fell on the ice and completely lost his memory. Through the healing touch of the Lord, his memory has been fully restored. Now, 19 years later, he has been called to begin revival meetings in small towns throughout Colorado. Come and receive the blessing the Lord has for you. We will be praying for the sick and those in need. Everyone is welcome. You can hear Evangelist Samuel Santos August the 28th and 29th at the Wilson Leeper Community Center, West Entrance, 3800 Wilson Avenue, Wellington, Colorado at 7:30 p.m. or September the 11th and 12th at the Pullum Community Building, 545 North Cleveland, Loveland, Colorado. Doors also open at 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 303-883-8255. 303-883-5674. That's 303-883-5674.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and we're talking about the Kevorkian health care bill. We're talking about how they're doing everything they can to lie to the American people. It's all about control. It's all about certainly other people making the decisions as far as your health. It's about rationing access to health care. And I'll never forget back in 1980, going to Edinburgh, Scotland, talking to the chief of the orthopedic service there. And I asked him how the system was working, and he said, well, we have two lists. One is for emergencies, and one is for elective procedures. He said, the emergencies we take care of, the elective procedure, we put you on the list, and we never get to you. Unless, of course, you are a commissar. And if you are a commissar, meaning, of course, work for government, why, then we have to take you in immediately. And ladies and gentlemen, the members of the Congress certainly will not. They've tried to get resolutions through amendments to say that members of Congress will accept this type of government health care for themselves and their families, and no way would that pass, that amendment get passed. Why? Because we are to have one program for the elite, and then the program for us common people where access to health care is rationed. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, and that's very typical for Congress. They've exempted themselves from the Social Security system. They have a separate pension plan that is very generous to them. But Inhofe continues, and he says, no matter what Congress does when it returns from its recess, rationing is a basic part of Obama's eventual master health care plan. Here is what Obama said on April 28th in New York in a New York Times interview, in which he describes a government end-of-life services guide for the citizens. He says, our government will undertake, he says, a, quote, very difficult democratic conversation. I mean, since when is it the right of the majority in a democratic, to make decisions about your life? I mean, this is just absolutely socialist in nature. He says, the chronically ill and those toward the end of their lives are accounting for potentially 80% of the total health care costs. Well, of course they are. I mean, these are people who are getting older and starting to have health problems. And, that's what their insurance is all about. I mean, it's like saying, well, life insurance, 100% of the people who collect life insurance are people who die, and therefore we ought to exclude them from being able to collect on their policies.
That's a very good analogy.
This end-of-life consultation has been stripped from the Senate Finance Committee bill because of the Democracy in Action town hall outcries, but it remains in three of the House bills. Now, this presents the Democrats another strategy. Gutting the Senate version sets up a conflict, naturally, between whatever's passed in the House and the Senate, and this must be resolved in a conference committee. The Senate leaders and the House leaders pick chosen manipulators to attend the conference committee meetings on the bill, and it's held in secret. I suspect that they intend some version of the bad provisions to come back into the bill through the compromise session, and then Obama will sign it, and that's how you get bad things happening that Congress and claim they didn't vote for. So I think this battle is not over. I think it's going to be drawn out. They have the advantage, if they continue to draw it out, that people will get weary of discussing, get weary of tracking this. The bill is very long. It's very difficult for people to read the changes that come out each week. Eventually, they're just going to rubber stamp something, and that's what I fear. Once it gets into law, it will have lots of flaws, but the original proposal will never be withdrawn or overturned. They'll simply tinker with it. They will simply say, well, we have to reform the reform now. And it's just going to be a continual nightmare. The worst part, of course, is that you have mandatory participation people like me who purposely do not buy health insurance because it doesn't cover anything that I use will be forced into the system, and they're going to have many more payers. You know, if you had a loophole, if people could opt out, you know, that's how you could get out of Social Security. I mean, you could destroy Social Security and make it go if people had a choice. But they don't have a choice. Everybody's forced into the system. And when everyone's forced into buying a certified health insurance program, then they'll have much more money to work with. It still won't be enough because they're bringing in far more people than they can with services that they can take care of. And, you know, we have, fortunately, the example of the Massachusetts problem that was put in by a Republican, Governor Mitt Romney. And, of course, Mitt Romney no longer brags about the Massachusetts health care plan for all citizens. He did brag about, I was the first one to put forth a universal insurance system at a state. And, of course, he had the same program they're doing in government, is if you didn't buy insurance, you paid a $900 penalty in tax, and a lot of people are still paying the penalty rather than pay the higher insurance premiums. But as Peter Robinson pointed out, since, of course, Romney boasted about his program during his campaign, signed the legislation in 2006, and then claimed that he was able to steal the health care issue from the Democrats. Well, that's easy to do when Republicans pass what Democrats can't do alone. You know, it's like saying, well, we're going to steal the thunder from the communists. We're going to pass their legislation before they do. I mean, what good does that do the people? Well, when Romney's finally clammed up, seldom mentioning the program now during his bid for the nomination, it was understandable because the program was a mess. It's incredible the problems. Massachusetts has the highest spiraling health care costs in the nation. In seven of the last 8 years, per capita spending on health care in Massachusetts has increased far faster than the nation as a whole. And health insurance costs in Massachusetts are a third higher than the national average.
Well, I understand it's very hard to get a family doctor there because so many of the family doctors are just picking up and leaving, and other doctors are picking up and leaving.
That's right. They're moving out of state, and that's why if you have a national health care system, there's no place to run. That's the problem with this national system.
Well, you can always retire like I did, and because they take all the fun out of it.
Yeah. But, of course, you know, that doesn't help people who need the services.
No.
The problem, of course, you know, in Massachusetts is weighed down the state budget in the last 2 years alone. Spending on free and subsidized insurance plans for low-income citizens has doubled from $630 million in 2007 to $1.3 billion in 2008. You know, in tough times, these people never learn. You know, the state treasurer says, in tough times, the program just doesn't seem doable, but we're still waiting for the savings. Well, they're going to be waiting for a long time because they're never coming.
Well, you know, when they passed Medicare back in 1965, it was estimated that Medicare would cost $9 billion by 1990. Well, when 1990 came, Medicare was costing $90 billion. Today it costs somewhere between $350 and $400 billion every year, and Chris, it's actually not taking in enough to cover the outgo. There should be a large Medicare trust fund. The politicians stole all the money from it, and one of the reasons why they have to get the health care bill through is because one of these days they're going to have to tell the American people that they're putting out more on Medicare that is coming in, so they're having to borrow money to keep the Medicare program going today. That's why Obama says why we've got to, you know, save, I don't know how many, $100 billion over the next 10 years on Medicare. How are you going to maintain the quality of treatment and cut the expenses? Oh, well, we're going to make it more efficient. We're going to get to reward the good doctors. We're going to reward good care. No, they're talking about limiting access to health care and getting rid of the elderly people and encouraging them with end-of-life counseling. I mean, doesn't that sound great? End-of-life counseling, just sign right here. And, of course, then when you come in the hospital, we won't start the IVs on you. We won't start to feed you because well, after all, once we start to give you the IVs, then it's very difficult to discontinue them. And I have heard these discussions at medical meetings by the people who call themselves ethicists, but they're really disciples of Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah, and one of those primary bioethicists is Ezekiel Manuel, brother of Lighthouse Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. These are very unscrupulous individuals. Rahm Emanuel is a foul-mouthed former congressman who was, really a hardball player. His brother claims to be a bioethicist, and he writes that there is not discrimination when you you ration care to older Americans. He says, you see, at 65 or older, they've had more life years than at 25. As such, the younger people are more deserving of cost-efficient health care than older folks. And what he means by cost-efficient is that we ration to the people who deserve it most. And boy, that's a scary concept of who deserves it most. I mean, frankly, I think the people who deserve things most are the people who take care of themselves. You know, the people who get out there and smoke and drink and are obese and have all these serious health problems. But, of course, they can't be discriminated against. But they certainly will discriminate against age, because that's the only way that they can get the kinds of efficiencies to at least promote these systems, which, in fact, I mean, Canada and Britain has proven that you can't do that effectively. Eventually,
I wonder if they're going to ration access to care to President Obama, because you know he smokes. Go right ahead.
That's right. Well, the White House, of course, is continuing to ramp up this tremendous propaganda campaign, even including sending spam emails to the public. Now, this is illegal for private people to do, and yet the government, the White House itself, is using spam techniques of broadcasting emails to people who have never requested any communication from the White House, never sent an email, and yet these email names are getting to them. And now the White House, which was in clear denial, you know, there was a reporter at the White House press conference that just really peppered Press Secretary Gibbs about the fact that he had strong evidence and complaints from people who said, I've never emailed the White House. How did they get my email? This is spam. And Gibbs was saying this is impossible. The White House doesn't spam anyone. And then the White House came out day before yesterday and said, oh, yes, we admit that we have been sending some unsolicited names, and the names came from outside political groups who were working with us on this health care system. Well,
you know, they snuck in to use the White House faxes. Is that it?
Well, the outside groups, of course, were feeding them the names, lists of names that they had. And, you know, this shows that the White House is using taxpayer monies to fund and to promote, you know, something that they should not be. This should be a matter of Congress to promote, et cetera. David Himmelstein, Dr. David Himmelstein of Harvard University, did have some important things to say once again about the history of the Massachusetts thing, and he was talking about the principle of forcing people into the system through using negative tax incentives. You threaten people, he says, with tax penalties, and yes, you can force most of them into the insurance system, but if they still can't afford to pay for the care, you know, the deductibles and the co-payments, he says, what good does it do? He said, lots of people have already figured out how to game the system. The community health plan of Harvard University, which is run by Pilgrim Medical Company, which has experienced a surge in short-term companies, you know, Harvard is based in Massachusetts, says these new customers purchase coverage for several months. They have their medical problems taken care of. They run up huge medical bills, and then they drop their insurance policies once their treatment is ended. Now, you can denounce them as bad actors for untaking an unfair advantage of the system. He says, but remember, you forced them into the system. You cannot call that irrational when they say that it's to their best interest to buy insurance to get a procedure done. And then, after that's done, it's in their best interest financially not to buy insurance and to pay the $900 tax penalty instead. And, you know, I, for one, will play that system if that's what they force me to do. It's not my choice to pay for insurance. And if they make me do it, and I'll make a choice. If the tax penalty is cheaper, I'll take the tax penalty. But, you know, it's a matter of my right not to be forced into a system which I don't want. This is part and parcel of government's philosophy that we know what's best for you, and we're going to force you to have insurance, even though insurance, frankly, doesn't pay for the natural health procedures that I use. It just doesn't pay for them. And so there is some injustice going on there. But we're a very small percentage, and so our voice is not being heard.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen of the American Freedom Network.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud, has two master bedrooms with two full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, will you tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and possibly subscribe to it? And I think it's an important source of information. I always look forward to it coming out. And, of course, it comes out every Friday, so I'm looking forward to it today. But why don't you tell our listeners how they could get your information?
Well, people can get a free sample copy of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. The brief is showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. I concentrate on sifting through literally hundreds and hundreds of pieces of information each day that come through my office and try to pick out not only the most important stories to comment on each week, but what key pieces of information the media is purposely not discussing with the public. And so that's the key to the World Affairs Brief, is you get a lot of information plus my analysis on what I think the powers that be are up to and where they're actually going, in what direction they're attempting to go. You know, the government and the media who incredibly gives way, way too much time to government spokesmen and you know, they just repeat what government says most of the time, and they put up commentators who will give a slightly differing view, but it's still in the same ballpark as the government, and that's how news is distorted. You very rarely on the news ever get a true opposition opinion such as you and I or other people within the constitutional conservative movement put forth. And that's what I try to give people in the World Affairs Brief. It comes out every Friday morning. I'll be putting it out on the Internet to my subscriber list after we get off of this interview, so people can, as I say, get a free sample copy if they'd like to subscribe. I think it's only $20 for the rest of the year. In any case, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
All right, well, what's the next issue?
Well, you know, rumors persist about this bank holiday coming in August. August is quickly drawing to a close. It's not going to happen. I've covered numerous times in the brief why the powers that be won't allow this to happen. Even Chris Laird of PrudentSquirrel.com says more rumors keep circulating that some kind of bank event is going to happen in August. He says, first of all, the rumors are a combination of either a forced bank holiday or a U.S. dollar devaluation or collapse. He says these are two separate issues. They aren't necessarily related. He says, you know, but the dollar isn't going to collapse right now. It's still rising slightly in value against the euro. The treasuries are doing all right. And of course, that's mainly because the world has no other choice but to use dollars. I mean, there's 100 trillion of them floating around there. There's only about one-tenth of that in euros. You simply can't replace all the dollars with euros. It says, too, if there were a real bank holiday, he said it would be very destructive to the economy. And, you know, that would certainly, in my opinion, create a problem that the powers that be don't want. They don't want people, as in Argentina when they shut down the banking system, to come railing through the street demanding a new government. This is the quickest way to prove to people that there is a conspiracy in government, is shutting down the banks and not having them allow access to the cash. I mean, it literally would destroy billions and trillions of dollars in economic value if people didn't have access to the banking accounts. They couldn't pay bills. Businesses wouldn't have access and couldn't pay their bills, and they couldn't buy anything. I mean, what good does that do? I mean, it's not like we have the same situation of a run on the bank in 1929. People have their accounts assured up to $250,000. And even though the FDIC is bankrupt, I mean, if they can bail out Goldman Sachs and AIG with printed money, they'll bail out the FDIC with printed money. So there's just no absolute reason for the powers to be to pull off a banking holiday, even though I do expect to have continued problems with the huge indebtedness of banks, etc. But he says one thing that mitigates the U.S. bank crisis is the LIBOR rates have almost normalized. LIBOR is the interbank lending rate between banks. A healthy LIBOR means banks trust each other, which does not mean they will lend out money to the economy. It means that they will continue to lend money to each other for short-term needs, and those rates have stabilized. And so that's an indication that the banking system is not out of stress. Banks are still hoarding capital because of strong economic signals that we are not yet, I mean, meaning weak economic signals that we're not out of danger. So again, while I do not see enough meat in the bank holiday, the stories are anecdotal, if not right, outright disinformation, especially the one about people in FEMA jackets telling county officials that there's going to be a bank holiday in August, as if that could be kept a secret. I mean, that would have swept like wildfire through a county if lowly officials had been given the word. But in any case, I'm just convinced that this is more disinformation. information the government puts out to destabilize and get people discouraged about these phony conservative or conspiracy theories. And you know, this goes in line with the next story. You remember Hal Turner used to, put out, he was a radio talk show host and had a website that used to talk about the Amero and how he'd seen piles and piles of these coins at the Mint, and he had people telling, phoning him from the Mint, telling them that this was going to replace the dollar anytime soon, and it was all bogus. Now it turns out that he's been arrested by the FBI for having made threats against three judges on a website, angry about a gun case in Chicago and saying that these three judges need to die. Turns out, and in his defense, Mr. Turner and his attorney have had to admit that he worked for the FBI since 2002 until not even last year, but apparently he hasn't been working for the FBI, but he said he was trained in being an agent provocateur. He was hired by the FBI to infiltrate right-wing groups. He was hired and trained to be able to put out bogus information that would incite people to do acts that the FBI could use to arrest them. How ironic. One of their own people gets arrested by another branch of the FBI because of doing what the FBI trained him to do. I mean, this is very typical of what's happening on the Internet. You have people with very few... I mean, this guy was pretending to be a Christian with ministerial credentials and everything, being on the constitutional right, and he was simply an agent provocateur for the government.
And, you know, this is actually so much of the militia movement in the United States was financed by the FBI. So much of the right-wing groups, the violent Aryan Brotherhood, were financed by the government. The Christian Identity Movement, which Janet Reno identified as this real terrible organization that threatens the stability of our nation. They had an enclave there in Elohim City. And all the key players work for one or another branch of the government. They create an enemy, and then they rally the people against it. Sort of the same thing they did with the communist world or the terrorist world. And when are the people going to understand that so much of the problems we face today are actually financed with our own tax money? We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck. Just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud. Has two master bedrooms with two full baths. Is partially furnished and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden. Chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess, this morning, Joel Skousen on the last segment of the program. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're going to switch to the Afghan elections. this is really a total fraud. It looks like both Abdullah Abdullah and Hamid Karzai, the U.S. puppet in Afghanistan, are claiming victory, but there may be a runoff between the two. But as British reporter Gareth Porter said for IPS, Afghanistan's present elections are merely a show trial to try to confer legitimacy on the Afghan government. But President Hamid Karzai and his powerful warlord allies have planned to commit large-scale electoral fraud, buying votes through payoffs, millions of dollars of payoffs to warlords, etc. And most of this payoff money comes from drug money. Karzai's brother is one of the major drug lords within Afghanistan, and I'm sure a lot of that drug money is being funneled into the presidential campaign to give him an advantage there. He also has the support of the U.S., and that's used to, you know, and the U.S. has a lot of black ops money that they pay around, as they did in Iraq, to pay off the insurgency in order to make it look like we were winning in Iraq. By all accounts, according to Porter, he says he has forged political alliances with leading Afghan warlords who control informal militias and tribal networks in the provinces to carry out a vote fraud scheme accounting for a very large proportion of the vote. He needs to come up with to pad his legitimate vote by as much as 40% to be certain of being elected in the first round. It doesn't look like he's going to achieve that, that there may be a runoff. If you don't win an absolute majority, you end up with a runoff with the second largest vote counter, which is Abdullah Abdullah. Karzai chose, for example, Muhammad Fahim, the ethnic Tajik warlord, as his running mate. They've been enemies before. The only reason they put together is because they're making deals in order to get the vote of the Tajiks. And, of course, in return for their support, Karzai promised Hazara warlords, a couple of them whose names I can't even pronounce, that new provinces would be carved out of the largely Hazara districts in Ghazni and Wardak, and they'd be given, in essence, a fiefdom. I mean, this is just like feudalism, Dr. Stan. This is not democracy. The social political structure of Afghanistan remains so hierarchical, so tribal, that virtually these warlords and elders in the Muslim communities can deliver very large blocks of vote to Karzai if the payoff is high enough to induce them to do so. You know, this is especially pronounced in the Pashtun South area of the country, where you have local tribal elders being forced to cooperate in this, you know, vote-buying scheme. So there have been complaints, of course, to the Independent Electoral Commission in Afghanistan, which handles all the evidence of these irregularities, but this commission is not independent of the Karzai regime. Its seven members were all appointed by Karzai. Its chairman is working on the campaign to elect Karzai as president or to re-elect him as president, and so there will be a cover-up of these complaints. Then you look at how many millions of dollars in U.S. aid are being diverted to Karzai with U.S. assent to buy off the opposition. One of their ways of buying off the opposition is to fund, give millions of dollars in the name of Afghan military security. They're using U.S. military security funds to beef up these tribal militias. Now, these are the same militias that were a problem for the United States and that the Taliban had set up when they went in to invade Afghanistan. And here we are using American taxpayer money to pay off the tribes to build up these militias, which will have to be disarmed at some point. If you ever want to have any true democracy and build a republic based upon law. And, you know, there's even such very, very disturbing events as bringing in Abdul Rashid Dostum. This is the guy who was responsible for mass killings in 2001. He's an Uzbek, and he brought in his Uzbek vote campaign for Hamid Karzai, and untold millions of dollars were paid to Dostum to do this. And this is the kind of corruption that we're dealing with in Afghanistan. And so as Porter finally ends his commentary, he says, if Tommy Karzai wins outright in the election, it's still a failure of the status quo. In a powerful narrative, the democracy doesn't work. This is a paid-off election. If Abdullah somehow wins, he will have to overcome all of the powerful entrenched interests that Karzai has built up in Kabul, and he'll have to pay them off again to switch sides to support himself. He said, so democracy doesn't work if he wins. If somehow the planets align and Afshan Ghani wins, he says, then Kabul will experience yet another American-friendly, egotistical technocrat. He's a Karzai lookalike who's waiting in the wings in case Karzai doesn't get elected, then the Americans have another one to promote. And
I think it's so important the American people understand that we are installing our leaders throughout the world who go along with these globalist concepts, which, of course, motivate the leaders of this country. They're not interested in America. They're interested in using our military and financial power to install their people in governments throughout the world, and that's why we have our troops in 130 nations. It's all about the American empire.
Well, that's right. And Craig Murray, former ambassador to Uzbekistan, said it very clearly. He talked about the interview with General Hamid Ghul, who was the former Pakistani ISI chief during the days of the Afghan war against the Russians. Pretty good guy, actually. One of the few honest people in charge of the ISI until it got completely corrupted after that war, and the U.S. turned it into a cover for creating our own brand of terrorists to create havoc around the world. But Ghul makes some very strong points, and I'm going to be covering that in next week's World Affairs Brief. The U.S.-backed Karzai government, who controls about 90% of the Afghan heroin trade, and that trade has expanded to its highest levels under coalition control. U.S. foreign policy in the region, according to Ghul, is dictated by the desire to access central oil and gas, and it's undoubtedly true that the U.S. works closely with the Mossad and with India in Central Asia, and that many of its attacks appear calculated to stir up conflict in Pakistan. This is a very complex issue, which I'll be covering next week, about the increasing role of India in Afghanistan to attack.
Well, we're out of time. Our guest, Joel Skousen. Thanks very much, Joel. Look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Well, Dr. Stan back here. Hope you enjoy our regular Friday programs with Joel Skousen. Now, the one thing I do want to mention is we are having our all-day conference on the 25th of October. It's a Sunday here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, where we have our program every year. Dr. Albeck, Catherine Albeck will be there, William Grigg, Tom Horn, Ashley Moat, who's a member of the European Parliament. We'll have a great line of speakers. Hope you can come. We're going to be, of course, serving lunch, and so you've got to have a reservation. We need to know how many people will be there. I know we had people from Colorado last year. Hope we'll have some people from Colorado or Wyoming again this year. Well, anyway, that's October 25th. If you'd like to make your reservation, and of course you want to get rooms, we have a special rate on rooms, but call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to try to understand what is happening as far as the spiritual aspect, the forces that are energizing the people who are intent upon creating this one world government. That's the reason we have our troops in 131 nations. We have over 700 bases throughout the world. America is to dominate the world, but you can't let the American people know that. You can't let them understand that we spend more money on our military than all the other nations in the world put together, that we have more people in our prisons than any other nation in the world, well over 2.25 million people. We have far more people in prison than the communists have in China, and of course 1 in every 100 Americans is in prison. 1 out of every 33 American adults is in prison, probation or parole. And many of these people, some of them are actually government people, work for the government, from the CIA, for the DEA, for the FBI, who tried to get the truth out and they ended up in prison. And I know other people who work for conservative organizations who tried to point out that these conservative organizations had been taken over by the occult forces, and they were shipped off to prison and told if they ever, when they got out, if they ever spoke again, they would spend the rest of their life in prison. I'm not talking about something imaginary. I know this personally. One of the leaders of one of our major conservative organizations, when he found out that this was under Masonic control, why, of course, he tried to get the truth out and was immediately hustled off to prison, not once but twice. And he's living in fear right here in the United States. And, of course, there are other people like Jimmy Walters who found out what had happened or tried to get out the truth about what happened on September 11th. He was into construction engineering. He knew that the Twin Towers didn't come down by themselves. He's living in fear and hiding in Europe. Michael Rupert, who wrote the book Crossing the Rubicon, talked about the 15 military exercises that took place on September the 15th, 2001. The very morning when the Twin Towers came down, 5 of those military exercises simulated hijackers hijacking American planes, terrorists, and crashing into American buildings. And of course, there was then, of course, the Michael Rupert's living and hiding in Canada today. I interviewed Laura Chavez, who was at military headquarters in Florida on September 11th. I did the last interviews with him. He said there was a stand-down order that morning. He talked about the military exercises. Nobody's heard of him since that time. Do these things happen in America? Our number 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our 4 CD set on Deadly Assassin. 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program
for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.